If you love all things gardening, why not join us at our Spring Fair from the 3rd to the 5th of May at Bewley in Hampshire? You'll find everything you need to kickstart the season. Find out more at bbcgardenersworldfair.com. See you there! Hello and welcome to the BBC Gardeners World magazine podcast, brought to you by the team here at the magazine. Join us as we chat all things gardening with the nation's favourite experts.
Hello and welcome to Garden Favourites with me, Alan Titchmarsh. This is a new series of podcasts about some of my favourite things, not whiskers on kittens and brown paper packages tied up in strings, but the plants that I love and think are indispensable in a great garden. You see, everyone gardens differently and has their own favourite plants to grow, so join me as I share the plants and gardens that have become dear to me over my gardening years. There is a point in spring where those seemingly dead and lifeless branches on trees suddenly burst into life. Oak, ash, beech and birch with their green leaves. But the trees that really give us a lift in spring are those that carry blossom. The flowering cherries are perhaps the most spectacular. Loveliest of trees, the cherry now, is hung with bloom along the bough and stands about the woodland ride wearing white for Eastertide. That was A.E. Houseman in The Shropshire Lad. And the lovely white-flowered cherry that's called Shirotae, S-H-I-R-O-T-A-E, is my favourite. I planted half a dozen of them here in my Hampshire garden about 20 years ago now. They are now massive trees, and I love walking through Shirotae in spring and drowning in the blossom. No fragrance, but to be honest, it's so spectacular. You don't really need fragrance. It's not just the cherries that provide good spring blossom. The crab apples do too. Malus is the crab apple. Well, that's the name of every apple tree. That's its genus. There are lots of different crab apples that bear wonderful fruits in autumn. And the lovely thing about them is you get spring blossom and autumn fruits. But there is one which is particularly good for smaller gardens in that it doesn't grow too massive. And its blossom is bicoloured. And this is Malus Floribunda, floribunda meaning carrying lots of flowers, and it most certainly does. The buds are sort of rosy crimson, and then they burst open to palest pink or white. So you get this double tone of colour from the deep rosy red buds to the pinkish white blossom. It's absolutely glorious. Single flowers these are, as opposed to the fully double ones on Shirotae. So if you want a small tree for a garden that will give you spring blossom, Malus floribunda is a really good bet. Loads of folk love magnolias. Oh my goodness me. A lot of them too big to grow in a small garden. And you know, I don't really like to see magnolias pruned. You'll see Magnolia soulangeana, the one with the large waxy cups of flower, that are planted far too close to small houses, and then somebody's come out and hacked them back. Oh, they look such a sad and sorry mess. So if you're going to plant Magnolia soulangeana, do it where there's lots of room for it to make its enormous, great, goblet-shaped tree. And if you haven't got enough room for that, then plant Magnolia stellata, the star magnolia, one of the earliest to flower. It's white. There are varieties that are pale pink, and it's not nearly so large as the big soulangeana magnolias. They all prefer soil which isn't chalky, but which is well drained. If you do have chalky soil, try the variety called Leonard Messel, which doesn't seem too bothered about it, and it's a very, very pale pink form of Magnolia stellata. It'll make a shrub or a small tree in time that's a good 10 feet tall, but it's quite a slow grower, and it shouldn't, if you give it a bit of space, eat you out of house and home. There's one spring flowering tree which surprises folk because it looks very bare, often rather contorted branches. And then suddenly in spring, you'll see little sort of brownish bits appearing in clusters on its branches. No leaves, just these strange little growths. And as they get bigger, you'll see they turn pink. And finally, large pink P-shaped flowers open all over it. This is the Judas tree, Circis siliquastrum, so called because allegedly this is the tree that Judas hanged himself on. It's rather a morbid tale, isn't it, really? But the tree, oh my goodness, you will love it. All the more spectacular because those pink flowers are borne on naked branches, and they're followed by heart-shaped green leaves. So it's even a handsome tree when it's in leaf, and then you get lovely autumn colour before the leaves fall. Never too big and never too casting of shade, so the Judas tree is well worth trying. Smaller? Well, go for a Chinese dogwood. Little bit later flowering in spring, but my goodness, Cornus cusa, beginning with a K. Loads of varieties. Generally speaking, either white, big starry white flowers, though to be honest, they're not flowers, they're bracts. Enormous great stars of white or pale pink or pale green. The Chinese dogwood is an absolute poppet. It's so spectacular and completely wreathes itself in these bracts which surround a central cluster, a knob of tiny white flowers, and those are the flowers proper. But it's the bracts that give us the spectacle and that'll attract you from quite some distance. So, however small your garden, there is a spring flowering tree for you. That's it from me. Until next time, enjoy your garden, whatever the weather.
Thanks for listening to the BBC Gardeners World magazine podcast. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts and never miss an episode. If you've enjoyed this episode, please tell others about it and rate us in your podcast provider app.